epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
And a high fly ball out to right field. Does he have it again? He does! Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber! With chance of MVP in the background as he took that swing.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
1-1. And there's a swing and a fly ball deep out to left. That one is gone! Josh Young did it!
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right! 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday.
What is happening?
Oh my God. That might be breaking news.
How do I sound? Do I sound good? Am I still alive?
Yeah, you're still alive and you're here.
I'm here.
I was told yesterday
still
by...
Still got it, baby. Still got it.
Told my wife was like, he's got to be murdered by now, right?
Still got it. Still here, baby. Still standing. Still standing on business. That's what I'm doing.
I thought about making an open out of that. And I'm like, nah, I can't do that.
Nah, that might be a little too far.
It should be a promo, at least.
A promo is fine because that lasts for about a month. We can let the dust clear. Maybe in like 6 months, we can turn that into an open.
What's
Let's holster
song?
It. Keep it in the folder. Don't need to use it right now, okay? Let it die down a little bit. Okay, the cops are still searching for me. We can't go running around the neighborhood yet. We got to stay at our hiding spot. Once they're gone, then we can talk about it.
I'm glad that you're not murdered.
Not murdered. Still married. Still proudly here.
Was
What's
there
happening?
A discussion?
Nah, she took it. Look, I think she gets what the job is. She understands okay. that content is going to arise from time to time. She always usually
content
is content, right? We live in a content world. She just, you know, she would prefer that I occasionally have good content stories about her mixed in with the what are you talking about content stories. So that's something that I'm going to work on going forward on the show.
So can I just we'll move on because I don't want you to get stuck in this again today.
We had a good job. About it yesterday. She was like, I didn't listen because she didn't want to hear it because she knew I was going to make fun of her. And I was like, it wasn't that bad. And so
she
got back.
People like get back
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, yeah. Family members had texted and got back from work last night and listened to it in front of me. And I'm like, see, kind of funny. And then I dropped the line at the end. I love you, honey. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. I said, see, nothing but positivity in that segment.
Disingenuous thing at the end that you dropped there.
Nothing but positivity out of that bad boy.
Am I wrong in noticing that you're wearing a ring today? Whereas, like,
I always wear my wedding ring.
Is it always silver?
Always silver, yeah.
I don't know why it's popping today. Yeah. Maybe it's because I thought you
Maybe
were
going to Maybe
it's
because I'm flashing it in the lights, baby. I got my bling bling on. You just That's never really is. Notice it. I got a rubber one that I wear when I play golf or work out, but for the most part, this is what I wear.
Maybe the rubber one is the one in my mind, so I don't notice the silver one.
You can see it on the golf golf course, you know, see it in the gym.
You're a two wedding ring
when
guy.
When I'm squatting 650 pounds in the gym, I usually wear my rubber wedding ring.
Now, why do you need... Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure, fire away.
Why do you need two wedding rings?
I mean, the other one's like a $1 one that we got for cheapsies that I just... This one's a little bit thick.
Yeah, that's a real ring.
This is like a real ring. Yeah. It's a good size ring. Yeah, we went all out on this bad boy.
Hold on to a golf club.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling of interlocking my fingers and in my golf glove. It's
I get it.
That's why I don't wear it.
But you put on a rubber one.
That's how committed to my loving wife that I am. That's how loyal and loving of a husband I am. That even when I'm golfing and taking off my normal wedding ring, I still don't want the car curl to hit on me thinking I'm single.
Right.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
She's seen those quads.
Okay, she's seen those quads.
They pop.
I bench 475.
She's seen
how strong I am in the gym. She knows what I got going on.
Those cart girls go by at the right time every time. Dirt, you got the prettiest swing I've ever seen in my life.
Look at those calves, Dirt. You're looking good over there. Is there anything worse when you're golfing and the cart girl visits you on like 9 and 17?
Yeah.
You're like,
I needed you on 4.
I'm about to make
the
turn.
Why is 9 a bad area?
Because usually when I make the turn, I'll go in and get a hot dog, and while I'm in there, I might as well get a beer, or I'm going to go take a leak, or I'm going to refill my water bottle. Like, I'm heading into the clubhouse usually anyways at the turn, and then at the end of your round, I'm going to go to the bar after golf after I'm done playing, so why do I need a beer on the 17th hole?
17 I get. I'll give you a worse scenario. There is no cart girl.
That's not a good scenario either.
I feel like I've been at more clubs this year where I'm not seeing a cart girl, and I'm
nobody driving around.
How's there not a cart girl right now? It's 80, it's sunny, it's the perfect time of day.
I'd be a generous tipper if you gave me a cocktail after that double bogey. I could really use one of those right now to turn my round around.
Also, I know those cart girls don't largely care what you order, but when you are not drinking alcohol and you're like, you got a Gatorade? Feels like they're judging you a little bit.
You're like little Timmy.
I got an orange. Do you want an orange? Like, their voice gets deeper than mine. Like, we swap voices. Like, you got any Gatorade?
You got a Capri Sun? I got a Capri Sun in here and an orange slice. Is that what you're looking for?
You little bitch.
Like, that's a $3 Gatorade that I know you're not going to tip on because it doesn't take any effort to make it.
Because you know she wants to do, like, an extravagant pour so she can charge you for a
Bloody
double.
Mary or a transfusion or something.
Yes. And then usually if a cocktail is made, you're gonna, you know, I'm gonna leave a little bit of a tip, but if you're just taking a Gatorade out of the cooler bin and handing it to me, that's not tip worthy.
And here I come.
You got any Diet Coke?
Sure, little bitch.
Sure. Are you diabetic or something? What's going on over there? You just want a Diet Coke? All right, that's fine. Whatever tickles your fancy.
Well, it's good to have you in.
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you won't be here Friday. I fly out Friday.
Yeah. You got an interesting weekend ahead.
It's a weird weekend.
Very weird.
It's a weird idea to fly out of a town Friday, but know you'll be back Sunday working Monday.
Yes. You will spend the weekend in another state in another city, but you will be here.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Of all the things, and there's a million you can name.
This is a bold move to actually pay this one off.
What do you mean?
Like, if somebody bought me preseason tickets to a 49ers game.
They didn't buy them, I found out. They have a relative who has 4 season tickets.
Okay.
And they
so they were free tickets.
They don't care about preseason.
So here, you want to go, you're just throwing it.
Yes.
So that's
still a nice
little
gesture,
bit different.
Though.
So very, nice, very gesture. Nice gesture. If somebody gave me free tickets to a 49ers preseason game, I think my response would be, thanks, but no thanks.
Booked a rental car yesterday, and I went, cost didn't exist.
No, this is adding up all
two
of a
months
sudden.
Ago.
Now I got to buy plane tickets to Santa Clara.
Well, I used my miles, so I'm only paying $20 for my airfare.
Where are you staying for 2 nights? You got to stay somewhere for
across
2 nights.
Across the street from the 49ers Levi's Stadium. Okay. That's I think we're using actually her credit card points, so I don't think that costs us.
Okay, there you go.
So it's the food.
It's
food
the food, which would be expensive.
Get you the rental car.
Yeah.
We're going to do touristy things, but not like shop. We're going to like go to hiking trails.
There you go.
Look at you.
Kind of explore. We're going to do some urban hiking. Yeah. That's what we're going to do
that
in San Jose,
spot,
California.
Because when the pilots
they're known
play,
for their urban hiking down there.
When the pilots play Santa Clara, there's a hotel we can see the state. We can walk to the state.
San Jose and Santa Clara are basically the same city. It's like Vancouver and Portland. Yeah. That's how close they are.
So are you going to spend any time in San Francisco or just in Santa Clara?
No, I'm not going to do the San Francisco.
You want to go up to
it's an hour and 10 minutes
from
me.
That's a
go
haul.
Check out Alcatraz, man. They're opening that thing back up.
Yeah.
You want to jump into there?
Lock them up.
See how that thing's going?
Tag Ovalia.
No, actually, I think he gave up on that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go check out some cool state parks that are over kind of there. It's a weird trip because we get in Friday evening, like 4:30.
Right. You basically have one day. Yeah, and then Saturday's the game, and then I'm flying out Sunday at 9 a.m.
Is it an evening game, though?
Is it what?
Is it an evening game?
5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
That's perfect. Then you got all day.
You got during the day.
And then the game's over, and the hotel's right across the street, and you're right there, and you go home, and then you fly home Sunday.
And then we wake up early Sunday, go to the airport, we fly out at 9 a.m., hopefully land by 11.
It's like a pilot's road trip.
It does. Yeah, you call in the game.
It's a turning bird.
They got Pepperdine down there this weekend, too?
Probably.
Yeah. Knock on wood, that plane's going to be okay. You'll be all right. Everything will be fine.
So yesterday I was out and about, and I was getting some stuff done, and it was one of those nights where it's like, yo, what are we gonna do for dinner? Four different suggestions. I've been craving, you guys ever crave those very thin crust pizzas, those tavern pizzas?
Yeah.
The super thin ones.
I usually like mine a little thicker. I don't usually crave the thin ones.
I'm with you. But like I just had that, like, I love the crunch.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I order one. I'm like, you know what? I'm not arguing about this, and I'm not cooking dinner. I did a Megapod with Richmond yesterday. We taped three episodes for his podcast.
Whoa, look at that Blazer content.
Dude, nice. I'm exhausted.
It's a lot of Blazer content.
We went an hour and 58 minutes straight.
Holy shnikes.
Those rolling out.
And, well, I think tomorrow, Friday, and Monday.
Okay. Smart of Richmond to lay it all out ahead of time.
Richmond's the homie. I'll always do that with him, and I love talking about the Blazers. Anyways, I went to bed super late. So, like, I didn't want to do dinner, right? I knew I was going to be busy.
Yeah.
So, I do a non-named order, take, and you go home and you bake it pizza.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I'm familiar with those.
Following
types
through
of,
here. Yes.
And I have come to the conclusion the most undescript, non-serious crime you can commit. I have come up with it. Now, I'm not going to do it. I was accused yesterday of being a thief.
Okay.
And it really pissed me off. But forgive and forget.
Okay.
Never forget. This crime is genius. When you go to these places and you order on the app, which is what I do. I don't like to just go and make an order and sit on their bench.
Yeah, you don't want to wait for 20 minutes.
I want to walk in and see my name.
I usually do an app or I call in. Give me my order, I'll come pick it up.
So I app order, right?
Sure.
You know what nobody does? Nobody walks in and goes, hey, these teenagers have their backs turned. They barely say hello to you. You just scan for a second.
Yeah.
You could walk into these places, look, see the pie you like, grab as if it's yours and walk out, and nobody would have any idea if it's true or not.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I walked in, I saw my name, I went, hey, backs to me. Hey, everything good? Yep. See ya. And I left and I went, I don't want them to check my ID.
Nobody checked anything here. Yeah.
But also, if I was a super hungry person who was like not have any morals or care about this, I would go in there once a week and I'd steal one.
Just grabbing a pizza.
And those workers don't care.
They don't care.
Somebody comes in, it's like, wait, where's my order?
They turn around and just make another one.
They'll just assume somebody forgot it or screwed it up.
Dude, you see a cow... Well, you see an all-meat pizza.
It looks really good.
At these take-and-pay.
It's sitting right there, staring me in the face.
Nobody would know, and you'd be like, well, I got a large pizza tonight. This is great.
The other thing, too, is like that probably...
It's easiest crime.
It doesn't cost them that much. A little bit of dough, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of sauce, right? So what are you stealing? Like $5 worth of value? Also, if you do steal the pizza and they have to make another one, it's not like they have to then cook the pizza there.
No.
So you can whip up another pizza in 90 seconds.
Exactly.
You can be done.
Is this a crime that's committed a lot more than we're aware of?
I would imagine so. Yeah. I would imagine
really?
So.
Really?
I would imagine, too. Like, I don't know if they finish pizzas and then sometimes call out the name of whoever it is, but if somebody's not there and you're just, like, sitting there waiting and you don't see anybody get up after 2 seconds,
or
you're
I'm Matt. Yeah,
right.
You made your specialty order, but then there's just an extra pepperoni sitting there.
Yeah, or, like, a thing of breadsticks or something. You're like, damn, I didn't order breadsticks. Those look good.
There we go.
As I told somebody yesterday who accused me of stealing their gum, I haven't stolen anything since the fourth grade book fair, all right? Yeah. Jerry Rice poster needed to be mine. I didn't have $4.
Yeah, we put that person in there was some education that was going on.
It's okay. I forgive and forget.
We had your back there.
But never forget.
That was an egregious assumption.
You have to go in with the confidence as if it's yours. So, like, I realized if I was to do this, I would open that door. That take-and-bake tray is usually right by the door. Mm-hmm. You need to identify a name quick.
Quick.
Like, you see a mat, and it's got pepperoni on it.
Looks good. I'm taking it.
You go, you see it?
yep, Matt, right here. Grab it. You say everything so confidently, never a doubt, and you walk out. Yeah, it's the easiest crime to commit.
Now you got yourself a free pizza
and
when
you get
home.
And you got a free pizza out of the
deal. That's a good little deal right there.
I'd rather steal that than like a loaf of bread.
Oh, you'd rather steal a pizza than a loaf of bread, huh?
Yeah, easy.
I think I'd rather steal a pizza just because I enjoy pizza more.
Yeah.
For the payoff.
Well, yeah, what am I going to get out of a loaf of bread?
Yeah, it's
toast?
Yeah. I guess you're arguing the same thing. Yeah, definitely rather steal a pizza. I was like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, I
and
got
a pizza for 2 to 3 days. If I stretch that bad boy out.
I just did that. We got a pizza on Sunday because we were running around doing stuff. Didn't want to cook anything for dinner. Grabbed one on the walk home, called in, ordered it, and it was delightful. I had pizza all day yesterday.
Yes, you did.
It was perfect.
Yes, you did.
Well, if you make a loaf of bread last 3 or 4 days and serve the masses, then.
But maybe, then I had to steal other things.
Maybe there's something.
Then you got to steal turkey.
Yeah.
Do I have peanut butter? Do I have jelly at home? Yeah. Like, what are my condiments here?
Where am I going to put peanut butter in my pants?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not an easy thing to do.
Not at all.
No, it's like taking one of those toys into a WNBA game. Where are you going to put that thing, you know? No easy solutions.
Well, we know where they put that thing.
That's true.
It's a little different than the peanut butter jar, I'll tell you that much. Easiest crime to commit, and I thought about it yesterday.
Yeah, the tough part is if you're like a homeless guy and you're trying to snack some food, you don't have an oven. That's the tough part there. You got to find something that you don't have to cook if you're trying to steal some food.
Wood fire it.
Get a wood fire that
thing
in the park.
Over a fire?
Yeah, I'm just out of Washington Park with a wood fire cooking my pizza. Get a trash can lid, put it up over a fire. That'll work out well for you. Things won't go wrong.
Just saying. You know, you walk in there.
It is possible. You can do it.
If you do smell like a certain something, though, they are going to be like, you're really Matt?
Really?
You got to look like an average Joe.
Let's see your app on your phone, huh?
Right,
how about you just show me the app on your phone? You don't have that? You get the hell out of here.
Right,
you're not
right.
taking this pizza. I'm not letting you do
that.
No,
I'm not telling people to go do this. Don't do that.
But no, don't steal things.
Don't steal things.
That's lesson of the day number one.
But
Tuesdays.
Damn it, dude. How easy it would be.
Yeah, there's a lot of cases when I look around at stuff like that. I'm like, God, nobody's paying attention right now.
No.
Just snag one of these bad boys.
Be not the easiest thing ever.
We all got our moral high ground, though.
We do.
Stay above the line.
All right, well, Dirt's in. He's not dead.
Nope.
He's in. And we have a fun show today.
We do.
We have a good ticker guest. We have 5 quarterbacks in a city, which means we have 0 quarterbacks in a city.
Yeah, that's a new poll question. If you have 5 quarterbacks, does that mean you have 0 quarterbacks?
I want to ask our guest, Nick Wilson, does he think they're tanking? Because I do.
Yeah.
I think they are sneaky tanking.
Absolutely they are.
So we'll talk with Nick Wilson of 92.3 The Fan at 8 a.m. for the ticker. We got the mail sack in the 9 a.m. hour. Most interesting weird era in sports might belong to us in Portland, Oregon, USA.
Mm.
I'll tell you how. Got some college football to get to, but I want to start with the most intimidating man in sports right now. I'll tell you who that is, and we'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, good to be with you on 105.1 The Fan.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
High fly ball out to right field. Does he have it again? He does! Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber! With chance of MVP in the background as he took that swing.
Tom McCarthy, NBC Sports in Philly. I don't believe there is a scarier player in pro sports right now playing than Kyle Schwarber.
If I could be a Major League Baseball player when I grow up, I'd want to be Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Just a big dude, hitting tank jobs.
Yep.
That scene last night, the whole stadium chanting MVP, 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 and then he hits a grand slam and everybody loses their mind was awesome.
Is there, I guess I would ask, is there a debate of who the MVP is if it's not him?
Oh, God. In the National League?
He's 40 home runs. He had a grand slam last night. The Phillies are... You know,
I would give it to him, but I'm trying to scroll through and anybody else I'm missing.
Otani's had a weird year. He's still been very productive, in and out, but he's, you know, it's funny. Go look up Otani's numbers. You're like, God, that's your down year.
Right. That's a bad year for you. Dodgers got a couple of guys hitting over 320, so they got that going for them.
The best MVP candidate from the Dodgers is Will Smith right now.
Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, when was this published? This was published on August 4th. So yesterday, your updated NL MVP favorite, Shohei Ohtani is a minus 700 to win MVP.
What's Schwarber?
Schwarber's 10 to 1.
I take 10 to 1.
Pete Crow Armstrong is plus 900.
Dude, Schwarber is, I've said this before, and I'll say it one more time. My team sucks. By the way, Swag, round of applause. Huh? Welcome. To the under 500 club, San Francisco Giants.
Oh, we've been there for like a week, buddy. What are you doing?
You keep going up and down.
We haven't been back above. We've been treading water. We have not been above water. We're back below water.
Welcome back to the bad club.
Baseball season's over, dude. We're watching Good Morning Football's preseason games on them. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even know we're still playing games.
I love me.
Cancel the rest of the season.
Love me some Shohei. Love him.
Yeah.
This dude comes to the plate. Nobody puts more fear in me as a fan than when my team has to go against Kyle Schwarber.
Especially in a big moment or in a big game.
Yes.
He just has that vibe to him. Shohei hitting 274, 38 home runs, 73 RBIs.
That is insane production.
That sucks.
And
guy's
it's like
bum.
Not a great year for him.
He's probably gambling on the under of 50 home runs. Kyle Schwarber, 258, 40 bombs, 94 RBIs. So he's first in RBIs, second in home runs. But the average, a slight difference there. I also think that
what's
defense,
his average? Sorry,
258.
Okay,
so it's not terrible. I mean, that's not horrible.
He strikes out a little more than Shohei.
He strikes out a little more. I think than Ohtani.
Both leadoff hitters, by the way,
which is very unique. It's a modern analytical thing in baseball.
Yeah, the best hitter now, the guy that we used to say that's the 3-4 hitter, is now the first hitter.
Can I admit I kind of hate that? I don't
Me
like having that guy
too.
Right out of the gate. I don't want him up first in an inning. And
I'm
I get the analytics. He gets more at bats. One of our best hitters have more at bats. I'm a nerd. I get just stupid.
But if he hits a solo home run, what does that do for me?
I want the first inning to build to my big guy.
I want base.
Here comes my leadoff hitter who can run and get on base. Here comes my number two guy who can slap the ball to the right side. And then, boom, here comes my Shohei Ohtani or my Kyle Schwarber.
I would have been pissed as a kid if you told me Griffey and Chipper Jones are batting one. I'd be like, what?
Barry Bonds hitting leadoff? What are we doing here?
Wait, put Ryan Klesko second? What are you doing here?
Now, the one that would always bother me is when they would hit him cleanup instead of third, because then they'd lead off the second inning if you went one, two.
If you didn't,
I didn't
go,
like
yeah,
that. I like getting that at bat out of the way in the first inning. You always go third over fourth.
I always viewed your third hitter as your best, like, power hitter, but your fourth as your power hitter who can't get on base as much.
That seems like a fair assessment.
Does that make sense?
That seems like a fair assessment, although it should be opposite, because if you're fourth, you are going to lead off, and so you occasionally want a guy that's going to get on base.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% here. I understand that there are analytics. I've read about it.
I am very anti big time best hitter being at the one.
Yeah.
Just don't like it.
Pete Crow Armstrong, by the way, 266, 27 home runs, 78 RBIs.
That's a great year.
I don't know why he would have better odds than Kyle Schwarber. That's a little confusing to me. Is Pete Crow Armstrong a... Well, swag's gone. I don't watch much. He's right here.
Okay. He's printing.
Is he like an elite defender? Because that would be the only argument. Because Shohei does not play defense, and he has not pitched it. Like, he doesn't have a great...
He's consistently pitched. A pretty good center fielder.
Is he? Okay, yeah. Schwarber's an adventure when he plays left field. That's one of those, like, please catch the ball when we hit it out your way.
I mean, he's not the greatest, yeah.
He's a big lumbering guy, better fit to be a... DH than he is a left fielder.
But they're in first place.
But they are in first. Well, the Cubs are having a great year, too.
They are, yeah. Well, I told Swag this. We were watching, what's her name on the MLB Network?
Abby Labar.
Abby Labar. Big fan of Abby Labar's
Very
work.
Good, Abby yes. Labar. And we were watching all some of the highlights. I had to relive my Brave loss from yesterday, which was just a nightmare to be in. I'm really excited for the playoffs because there isn't... Swag was like, yeah, the NL. And I went, well, what about the AL too? You can't tell me who the best team in the AL is.
Not at all.
So I think the playoffs in general, as we creep closer and closer to September, it's pretty exciting to know that's kind of around the corner because nobody can tell you who's going to win the World Series. No. We haven't had a back-to-back champion since the Yankees.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And the Dodgers, for as unbeatable as they look coming into the year, they got cracks. There's cracks in the armor.
Only three games up in their division.
Yeah, I mean, the Padres might catch them. They might have to go through the wild card race. It was a tough day yesterday for the Mariners because they were off yesterday, and the Astros went on the road to kind of end their skid a little bit and got a win against Miami.
Yankees lost.
The Yankees did, but they're also battling with the Rangers for that last wild card spot, and the Rangers were the team that beat the Yankees.
Yeah, that was a double-edged sword for them.
They made up a half. So you gained ground on the Yankees, but then the Rangers gained ground on you. The good news is you play the White Sox this week, so go win all three of them and you should be okay.
Yeah. I just, every time I feel like I see a Philly highlight, if my team's not playing them, I'm like, I bet Schwarber's going yard here.
This is probably going to be a home run.
Boom.
Here it is.
See you later.
I love that we have a Brewers fan texting in saying, I'm going to make fun of them when they don't win the World Series. I picked the Brewers to go to the World Series this year.
I think they're saying the Phillies.
No, we got a Brewers fan who's chiming in.
Making fun of the Phillies.
Saying, I doubt the Brew Crew likely won't win the World Series, and Dirt will loudly state they always choke. I picked the Brewers to go to the World Series this year.
That would be me, Brewer fan.
Where are you at on day one of the Major League Baseball season? Sprague wasn't here, so we never got your official picks. Swag and I made our picks. I took the Brewers. Now, I had them playing.
I wasn't here when we made picks?
No, you were gone. I don't know where you were that day.
Oh.
But in my world, I think I have Brewers versus Orioles. That's not going to happen. But maybe I get one of the two.
I was high on the Orioles too, and that was a ginormous whiff.
We were picking up with the Orioles. We're putting down at the start of the year, and it didn't go well.
I'll tell you who I had picked. I thought I gave you my picks.
You had Swag had the Dodgers over the Orioles,
yes.
And you had the Orioles over the Red Sox in the ALCS. How Dodgers over the Mets in the NL, and Dodgers winning back-to-back World Series.
Most of those,
I had the Brewers beating the Dodgers in the NLCS, and the Orioles over the Royals in the ALCS.
Well, the NL's still alive.
The NL's still alive, baby. Yeah. Royals could still make the playoffs. You never know.
Major League Baseball is dead to dirt, but not to me, even though my team blows.
Preseason football on Thursday, man. Hard Knocks starts tonight.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm watching training camp, coach interview videos last night. Baseball's dead to me. What are we doing here?
It's fun.
But go Brewers. Okay? Go Brewers.
Their jerseys were so sweet yesterday.
The Brewers were?
Yeah, they wore those dark blue with the gray pants against Atlanta.
That's a clean look right there.
It's a clean-ass look. The logo's great. Like, I want the ghost of Euchre to carry them further than they've gone. But to that Brewers fan's point, like, I'm not going to really make fun of them. I've said before, the Brewers are the Vikings of the LA Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're there every year and they lose every year.
I want you to do good.
Sports fans could use a distraction from their basketball team.
Who?
That just won a title 3 years ago?
They still have Giannis.
They still got Giannis. And
for how long?
They just won an NBA championship.
Oh, you're trusting Scam Scarania, huh?
Oh, Scam Scarania's got it.
Don't go to sleep, Scott.
I got all the news. It's going to be the biggest offseason I've ever seen in the history of the NBA. Did anything big happen?
That one's going to be a slow dissolve, I think. It won't be quick. It'll be slow.
But, like, what happens if nothing comes of that Giannis report?
He just plays another year in Milwaukee.
Why did you go on SportsCenter or NBA, whatever, to tell us that? Like, what was the point of that?
That is a we need something. A little dry out there today. Let's get some let's kind of kick the dust up and get some news out there. He might be leaving.
Sean says the agent confirmed he's very, very happy. No. We need you to run with that today.
His agent has said he's not very, very happy right now in Milwaukee. He might be looking for a way out.
Is this the weirdest era, and is it in Portland? I'll tell you what I'm talking about next. But
out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We've got preseason top 25 polls, so you know what that means. It's college football conversation coming up.
Love even a Mariner fan chiming in at the fan text line. Don't forget Any Given Saturday drops up today on Netflix as well. As a Mariner fan, we'll be competitive, but I'm full-fledged football now. I love that.
Hell yeah, brother.
I mean, I'm even there if my team's relevant. You're like, at least I have something to watch every night and be excited for. I'm kind of done with the Giants at this point after blowing a lead in Pittsburgh last night. But we can taste it, man. It's so close, we can feel it.
The air's getting thicker. It's getting a little cold out when I leave now. I'm like,
a little bit darker. It won't feel that way next Monday, because I think next Monday is supposed to be crazy hot. But at least for the next couple of days, it's going to feel like football weather.
We haven't gotten to Luka Doncic yet.
No.
Talk about that today. There was a story that came out. It was pretty nondescript. Didn't really have a lot of buzz to it, but it was released on the Sports Business Journal website. And it's about the most unusual pro sports owner going right now.
Steve Ballmer, he's pretty unusual. Developers. A guy who actually pays to build his own stadium with his own money.
It's not Steve Ballmer.
Not Steve Ballmer, huh? Who is more interesting than Steve Ballmer?
Well, the most unusual.
Unusual, my apologies.
Pro sports owner, according to Sports Business Journal, is the profile piece they did on... Jody Allen.
Hey! Did they get her to sit down for an interview?
No.
Oh. They get everybody else in her orbit.
Okay.
Burt Cold's quoted in this. John Schneider, Mike MacDonald, Dwayne Hankins.
How many words have we heard Jody Allen say as the owner of the Blazers?
Hi, Shaden.
I remember hi, Shaden. Have we heard any other words spoken by Jody Allen in the last 7 years?
There is a thing in this. There's a blurb in this, and it's a little lengthy of a read, but sure. There's a blurb in here that says she doesn't do customary things the way sports owners do. Paul even did it. She only does the small announcements for the team. And I went, no, she doesn't.
No,
I've never seen her in front of a mic ever.
Like announcements internally, like in their offices.
The writer makes it seem like she does some things once in a blue moon. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
No, I've never seen her out.
Anyways, it goes through. It's a little bit of a fluff piece in the gives her a ton of credit behind the scenes. Basically, the backstory to how she became working for Paul outside of just being the sister. His personality type and how she is, which is kind of opposite in many ways, how they did Vulcan and started that up and what she was responsible for. He's basically the rich guy who used to just be like, you know, be cool if this happened.
Yeah, you go make it
and
happen.
And then she would have to be like, okay, and she would just have to go make it happen.
Go
right?
Run errands for me.
The Music Experience Center in Seattle by Climate Pledge is one of these examples. He wanted to do this and this, and he wanted to integrate sci-fi into it. And she's like, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
This is not smart.
Anyway, it's just interesting to kind of go through because, one, she's been the owner for the Blazers since Paul passed and, like, pseudo-owner, right?
Yes.
It mentions assumed to be condition of any sale is keeping the Blazers in Portland.
Okay, that's a pretty big deal.
I really wish they'd go public with that, but I understand that they're not going to.
Yeah, you lose leverage when you do that, but it would totally be nice to calm everybody down.
It would be, even though I'm like at a 1.2 out of a 10 worried they're going to leave. And it's just when we look back and she does and they officially sell this thing, it's going to be the weirdest era debatably of Blazer basketball.
Without a doubt. I mean, she took over. We never really knew who was calling it. Well, we did, but it was never publicly known who was calling the shots.
Well, that's the thing about this, Dirt, that you would probably get a kick out
yes.
of John Schneider. Paul's an idea person. She's the decision maker.
She's the go-getter.
Adam Silver. There was everybody in the room with us that was as nice and loud as she was. Certainly not Paul.
I wish she was loud and nice in public so we could hear what her thoughts are on the state of the franchise that we all love and root for, but you know, that's I guess too much to ask to do a press conference once a year and answer questions about what the overall plan is for the franchise. So if she is much more about action, is she the one that fired Pete Carroll?
So they do talk about that in here. They don't describe it as that. They describe it as she invited Pete in and they had a lengthy conversation.
We agreed to separate. And we agreed to go both ways.
She is the one that created the advisor position so he wouldn't have to be completely removed
what
from the organization.
What a nice guy. Ah, or what a nice gal, I should say.
John Schneider, quote, she was very much in tune with what was going on with both teams and also very much behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't wait for this process to play out. I tend to agree with you that the fear and the concern is very minimal. Like, it's there. You can't say it's a zero, but it's very close to zero for me. You got to figure out the arena stuff, and that's not going to be easy, but it seems like everybody's on board. The NBA doesn't want to lose another team from the Northwest, and the optics of moving them to Seattle would just be horrible for the league and not something that I think that they want to go through. It doesn't mean they won't use Seattle as leverage to get done what they need to get done in Portland. I am eagerly awaiting. I understand that there's no guarantee that this ends up being a positive thing in the long run. Maybe you get one of these cheap, bad owners that, you know, strips it down to parts and you're never competitive. Maybe we get the Pirates owner that buys the team, right? Like, I have no idea how that's going to play out. There's just been a general frustration for me for 7 years of, one, never hearing her speak, never having to be held accountable to the fans or to the media, the decision process that she has gone through. I mean, I think it's weird to remember how long she's been owner and what that era has looked like. Like, it started with a Western Conference Finals appearance and then slowly fell apart from there to the point where she allowed Neil Olshey to talk her into just firing Terry Stotts and keeping the rest of the roster intact and starting three guards for a year with Damian Lillard,
yeah,
with Norman Powell and CJ around him. Like, to me, there are things that an invested and knowledgeable owner would not have let fly. And I think Paul is one of those guys. Like, the way that things crumbled in that Denver playoff series, the way that Paul used to choke-chop GMs, I have a really hard time seeing Neil O'Shea surviving that. But we kicked the can down the road a couple of more years. And
Paul messed up with the Pelican series.
There's no
doubt. He should have.
And he got too trigger-happy when he was firing GMs every 4 months. Like, every owner is going to have their faults and their weaknesses. But he at least was made available. And I never questioned his desire to want to win, at least. That was the one thing that I'll always give him credit
well,
for.
You know, the thing about her talking and not talking, like, I don't even know if I want her to talk. Is she going to say anything interesting? Largely, these people don't.
No, it's more about just like, hey, what's the plan? What's the thought? I mean, now it doesn't matter because she's selling the damn team and she's going to be out of the picture. But there were moments there, like when we were going through the process of trading Damian Lillard, the franchise guy, like, where are you at on this?
Well, according to this report, she was behind the scenes every day talking to Wayne Hankins and Joe Cronin about, hey, let's give him his wishes, but let's take the best deal possible. That was a big deal for her,
wow,
according to the Sports Business Journal. The other part I always kind of enjoy, there certainly is no guarantee the next owner's good in any regard. Matt Ishbia owns your team. I think you get excited, and then you see how it's rolled out so far, and you go, dude, what's going on here? But what's your fear? Is it like not going to the playoffs for 4 straight years?
36 wins being considered a good year?
Because that's currently what's happening right now. I just find the fear-mongering of, like, you know, the next one could be bad. And I'm like,
has this been good? What about this has been good? Please, somebody enlighten me. What about the last 7 years has been good? Anything? That's what I have a really hard time.
7 years, you lost in the Western Conference Finals, so you could tout that.
That was the year she took over. That was the year that Paul died. I'm not giving her credit for that.
After that, it's two first-round losses and no playoffs.
Yeah. So,
I know.
What am I missing here?
It's a very interesting...
I bet heads with Blazer fans on this a lot, of just this idea that you're better than... Like, you don't have anything to really stand on. The last 7 years have been a disaster. One of the worst runs in the history of your franchise. And so, yeah, the fear-mongering about it could be a worse owner. How could it be worse than this? Other than the team moving cities, which, sure, that would be the worst thing possible. But outside of that, I don't think you can find worse than this.
Well, so it also, Colton, the story says, and we kind of know this anyway, but as soon as they sell the Blazers, Seahawks are right up on deck.
Yeah, that's the next one up.
So it's interesting read, just because you find some stuff out about her. But my only takeaway is it's a little bit of a fluff piece about her, but there's some indications in it that kind of hint at selling and keeping the team in Portland.
Which would be an absolute positive. Not quite sure what the purpose is of writing this. I don't really need to know anything more about Jody Allen now that she's on the way out. But
from a sports business perspective, I think you would have to acknowledge, and you're kind of a big sports business guy, it is the most unusual sports. Like, Adam Silver has been in the NBA 2 decades prior to being the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
He's never seen anything set up like this. The estate,
the
trust, who runs it, the stipulations of selling, but not having exact firm dates of it.
There's a weird gray timeline.
From the sports business aspect, I get it. It's very unusual and unique to sports.
I guess part of the problem for me is that I just never really viewed her as the owner of the team. And I know that's not fair. She was the owner of the team, but knowing that she had to sell at some
point.
She's
the head of the estate, and the estate is technically in
the estate.
It's a weird setup.
Owns the team, and she's running the estate.
Yeah.
And we've also known the entire time that she has to sell the team. So we've been in this weird spot where I don't really consider her the owner. And I know it's
everybody touts her as the owner.
She's doing all this great stuff. Yeah. Everything's wonderful behind the scenes.
Supposed to be smart as. What is the saying they
say? Smart as a tack.
Smart as a tack behind the scenes, according to this report. I don't know.
Biden was doing great going into the last election.
Where am I?
Somebody text that. And she's getting the Biden treatment right now. Sharp as a tack. It's like, dude, that is so spot on. No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I don't know what you guys are so worried about. Why is this such a big story? She's brilliant, dude. She got all these projects done.
He's never been smarter than right now.
Never been sharper than he is right now.
Sorry, I'm sick. I'm old. God. He looks so old at that debate.
Very old, man. He was a very old dude.
All right, let's move on now. Very offensive comment to me yesterday.
Oh.
In my own house.
Oh.
And it involves college football.
Oh.
You're never going to believe this. Next on The Fan. So we'll get into some college football talk here at the top of the hour. Got some NFL stuff to get into today. Camp is underway. We have five quarterbacks, which means we have no quarterbacks. And it's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so the Mail Sack is any and all questions are always welcome. Our fan text line's 503-864-6326. You can text in the questions there. We usually get to that in the 9 a.m. hour, but we like to solicit questions throughout the show as a buildup. I'm reading college football last night. I'm up a little later than I want to be, but I'm trying to get some show stuff done. And my wife sits into bed with her book, and we're going over some schedule stuff coming up in September, October, because we like to calendar, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, good news. And I was like, what is it? She goes, I asked ChatGPT what weekend in October is the best with no football. And I just like paused because I'm like, hold on. Right? In my brain, this is not registering.
Let's call a timeout real quick and reset. Where are we going with this?
We've been doing this show since my wedding day, 2012. Yeah. I missed my first show, which is just funny, but...
Yes, that was a long time ago.
It's 2025, year of our Lord. She says then, immediately after, it's crazy. There is no weekend in October when college football and the NFL aren't playing. And now I'm like,
wait, what?
I'm about to like respond. And she goes, yeah, college is every Saturday and the NFL is on Sunday.
Yeah. Hello. Where have you been?
And I just like turn and I'm like,
you're so stunned. You don't know what to say. Like all you can do is get up and leave the room at that point.
It's 9:40. I'm trying to go to sleep, but like I have a laptop on my lap.
I'm taking a pillow to the couch at that point. I
almost put a pillow on my face and just died. I'm done. And I turn and I go, yeah. And she goes, yeah. According to Chad, she follows up more. And she goes,
yeah.
According to ChatGPT, there's some really big games in something called the SEC.
I mean, at least she's doing her research to find more out about your work. Yeah, this is why we sit around on Saturdays and Sundays every weekend. There's football.
13 years. This is my profession. This is what puts
this is what
food
I, yeah.
on your table and a roof over your head, and you're just realizing because of AI bots.
I'm just like
how football works.
I'm stunned at this. I've never been more surprised by something somebody has said to me than this moment.
Like
of
I thought that was a pretty base level knowledge of like once the football season starts, yeah. there's games every
Labor
weekend.
Day weekend.
Not every team plays every weekend.
I'll
teams.
Talk to you Valentine's weekend.
She goes, weeks. You never told me what days they were played. I go, what are you talking
Have
about?
Have you looked up at a TV on a weekend in the fall in any of the 20 years we've been together?
I'm like, I always tell you when there's a Duck Beaver game on a Saturday, when yes. there's a big game on a Saturday, it's college. And what do you think is happening every Sunday when the guy on the TV goes, 7 hours of commercial-free football?
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. That ain't an Ole Miss game. That's Carrie Underwood.
She's so unimpressed.
Sunday Night Football.
What you do for a living.
She goes, ChatGPT's been great. And I go, we're turning into the couple where you just talk to the ChatGPT bot.
Yeah, you talk to the computer.
And I can answer these questions for you.
Hey, honey, are there any down weekends of football? No, actually, honey. They play every Saturday and Sunday for the entirety of the season. Now, we can find a weekend where there's not a lot of good games.
Yes,
that's a possibility. You take a look at the schedule and say, okay, there's not much going on here.
I said there's windows.
We could go here.
There's like, always windows.
Early on this Saturday, late on this Saturday. This Sunday morning, the slate kind of sucks. Maybe we could go do something. There are ways around this, but it does not stop once it begins.
She goes, yeah, these games in that SEC, they seem really good according to Chad. I go, it's conference play.
It just means more.
Even the propaganda has reached ChatGPT is what I'm learning here. Even they're just pumping up the
edge. That's what you're getting from this?
That's what I'm taking away from this. Yeah, the computers are on their side now. That's unbelievable, man. That's unbelievable.
I'm going to get left for a robot.
I don't know how I would respond to that. Of like, how do you not know that base level what I do for work?
She's like, you've never told me. I'm like, I told you every week.
I just thought you'd pick up on
every
it.
Every fall we've been together.
That's Alabama versus Tennessee. And then the next day it's the Giants versus the Cowboys. We understand there's a difference there, right?
We get it.
I would say at this point, no.
No.
She never understood that.
No, we get it.
Never understood it.
When did the Cowboys play Alabama?
When did the Niners take on the Ducks?
I can't wait for that to be a good game right there. You think Brock Purdy can handle that defense and that pass rush?
Let's get into college football without ChatGPT's help. I think we could talk about college football without the AI bot. I think. Maybe. Maybe. Hour two, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.